Yeah, when people come running up to me and things like that, but halfway through the year, it means nothing. But it's cool to be, as a little kid thinking about those kind of things. That's cool, but that's probably where it ends for me.
Is it fun for you, or do you try to tune it out? Would you rather people not even talk about that?
I would rather not hear anything. I'd rather just go about my business and hang out with my family, to be honest. But it's part of, this business. It's part of this job. So, trust me, I'm very honored and thankful. Don't get me wrong, but at this point in the year, that stuff's, that's cool, but it's not for me.
Consider
Oh yeah, everything that you guys think, man. They're one of the best defenses in the NFL, let alone this year. But for the last however many years, they've been one of the best that we've ever seen. In this league. So there's always a good challenge for us. But we're definitely looking forward to it.
That pass rush, do you have to affect the time clock in your head a little bit in the pocket? Do you change things as far as how good the pass rush is?
You definitely want to make sure your feet, lead you to completions. So meaning like, you try and train in the off season to where, you're on a clock all the time. So not just when you need it or things like that, but that's why you train your feet to make sure you're on time to your throws and things like that. Then you don't even have to worry about it.
In terms of your career arc and the way it's gone, are you consider yourself a patient person, or are you more like eager to get onto the next game, eager to get better at something? I mean, are you about where you thought you'd be?
I never really, saw myself, putting myself in a list or a ranking or anything like that. I just wanted to get better. I just didn't want to be the same. And that's not only in football, but just in life. I always want to get better at everything I do. So, to see that, the hard work is paying off, because it's been a lot of hours that people don't see, that you go put in, especially in the off season. You go put the work in and you get up in the mornings before anyone else wants to and things like that. So it's cool to see it paying off, but there's still so much on my mind and in my heart that I want to do and get better at. So I'm just not going to stop.
What have you learned about facing the Denver defense four times now? What have you learned about them? If you go back and you look at your game, past games against them, or do you mostly look at this year, or how do you?
You can look back at them, to see if they're doing any similar stuff. But, usually when you go back and look at games, it's more for personnel type things. Having played them so many times now, you get a good feel of who they are and what they're doing. But, I do my same process, whether it's Denver or, a team that's not in our division. I'm going to study the same exact way and get ready the same way that I do. But that they're super talented. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Like I said, they're one of the best defenses that the NFL has ever seen. So, we look forward to competing against them, and, it's going to be fun.
Do you block out the hype surrounding this game, or do you use it as fuel, knowing what's at stake in the first place in the division?
I honestly block it out. It's cool. It's all fun and cool to talk about. But when it comes down to it, when the ball's kicked off, you just want to win. It doesn't change anything, and that's with any game. Whenever the ball was kicked off last week, I didn't care how we did. I just wanted to win. And same thing this week. That's all we are doing, all this hard work and weightlifting and practice and studying. We just want to win the game. So once it's kicked off, that kind of stuff, even if it meant something to somebody, it doesn't really matter.
Derek, how much easier is it now in your third year to block out all the hype, compartmentalize the MVP talk, as opposed to say last year, even as a rookie, just block all that stuff out and go to play?
It's a lot. It's so much easier. Because as a rookie, you're swimming. you're seeing blitzes and speed that you've never seen in your life. And, that's for any rookie, whether they're playing good or, struggling. It's going to be fast. It's going to be new. You're going to get blitzed. it's all those things. So, and then all the stuff that happens off the field, press conference every week, signings and doing all, there's a whole bunch of stuff that, just comes with the territory. But now it's easy. I got my process down. I got my, way I go about things, and the people around, I surround myself with good people around me, and they've done a great job of protecting me.
So when it comes to your self-evaluation midway through your third season, where are you right now? What are your strengths?
I don't know. That's for other people to talk about. But I'm happy with where we're at with six wins. That's the main thing to me. We won seven last year. We already have six at the halfway point. That, if you would have told me that, I would have been excited, but I would have wanted two more. That's always going to be my mindset. So, to see where we're at as a team, that's really what fires me up, because we can go out there and You know, if we ran the ball 59 times last week and won, I'd have been the happiest person in that locker room. So I just want to win.
You were saying on Sunday that after somebody told you that 513 was a franchise mark, that it kind of meant something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like reaching those different plateaus, knowing all of the past quarterbacks that have been there. Is that why it means something to maybe put your name among all those other great ones?
Yeah, that's why it's crazy to me. You know, I still think, you know, myself as a little kid, you know, just a fan of the game. And, you know, it's still kind of surreal. And I don't think it'll be real to me until I'm done playing, you know, and I can kind of look back, you know. For now, I'm not going to look back. I got too much ahead of me, you know. But someday I'll look back at it. And it's just like, it's one of those things. It's like surreal. Like, you just like, can't believe it, you know. It's like a video game. You know, your name's up there, but is it really yours, you know?
Right.
And, you know, so far it doesn't mean anything, but I'm sure someday it will.
Derek, when you were making big plays fourth quarter and overtime against the Buccaneers, how many of those plays did you think back did you audible to? How much were you doing that?
Oh, man. We had some. You know, we definitely had some. To be completely honest, I've already forgot. So, you know, I've been studying so much on the next one. I forgot. I'm sorry. You know, but there were some, and it's all within the confines of what our coaches want me to do.
Is that something – are you doing that more now than, like, a year ago? And are you
feeling
more adept at that?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we're starting to, you know, do a little bit more of it, and they're trusting me to do those things, you know. It's just a different style of offense, you know, and I'm just, you know, just trying to run it the best way that I can, however they want me to do it.
As a quarterback, you got it.
About taking care of the ball, you know, honestly, all the hard work in training camp and in the off season, you know, that I focused on it, you know, a lot, you know, and I knew that we'd have a good team, you know, I knew that we'd be growing and getting better, you know, especially as the years go on and we're all playing together, and I really wanted to make emphasis of, you know, not turning the ball over, you know, and you know, sometimes it's going to happen. We know in this league, you know, there's going to be days where it's, you know, it happens and things like that, but as much as I can prevent it, you know, with a mental decision, you know, and with, you know, working on my timing and accuracy, you know, I just worked on it then to where now I can just go play. And it's more something you think of in the off season, and then when you get to the regular season, you just try and go play.
How would you describe going against Von Miller? Is that a unique experience, or what does he do that's special against
him? Von, you know, I have the most, you know, utmost respect for, obviously. You know, he's Super Bowl MVP and all those things, you know, and rightfully, you know, deserved. And, you know, he knows after every game, you know, after we talk, you know, we always sit there and talk, and there's a great deal of respect. And, you know, he's one of the best players that we've ever seen in this league, especially pass rusher. And, you know, some people, you know, it's so funny because you're in the division, you've played him so many times, you watch non-divisional teams play against him, like, you see their game plans to, like, run at him. And, you know, try and do certain blocks. And it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter what you try and do. He's going to make plays, you know. Eventually he's going to make a play. So, you know, it's just fun to watch him play. It's fun to compete against him because he's one of the best. You know, I love that. You know, but he's just a special talent, man. He really is.
Coop, Crabb, and Seth as wide receivers and a quarterback. You've got to love this group you have. Maybe one of the best young group of wide receivers in the league right now. And they all bring something a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them. I do. You said it for me, man. I love them. You know, I'm happy that they're here. I tell Mr. McKenzie thank you all the time.
What is it about the group, though? So competitive?
Their competitiveness. You know, I tell everybody, you know, there's a lot of people with talent. There's a lot of people with talent, you know, but I wouldn't trade this group for anything because they compete their tail off. I'm the same way. You know, I'm sure there's guys that can run faster than me, maybe throw it, you know, a little farther, a little bit. You know, and things like that. But, you know, we're just going to compete our tails off. That's the number one thing I look for in somebody is what kind of dog do they have in them.
A different atmosphere, Derek, here playing under the lights and playing during the middle of the day and after the showers.
Yeah.
And the hype of it, too, this Sunday. You like playing under the lights?
I do. You know, I think that we've had a few in my career. We played Thursday nights, you know, in the Coliseum. And, you know, it's just – you know, it's awesome. You know, it's cool, man. You know, to play under the lights, you know, that's stuff you think of as a little kid. You know, I always reference that, but it's true. You know, you always dream of those kind of things, and it's always fun, you know. But throwing the ball and those kind of things, it doesn't change anything. But, you know, it's just always cool to play, you know, under the lights.
Against this pass defense, could your running game be your best friend here to kind of balance it out and kind of mitigate some of the attention?
Yeah, and, you know, that's really every week, you know.
Right.
You know, you always want to have a good average. You know, you always want to make sure you're popping off – you know, efficient runs, you know, because when you're doing that, you know, you kind of can dictate, you know, things. And, you know, you always want to stay on schedule too, you know, on the down and distance. So it'll definitely help us. And that's not just this week, but that's any week.
You said before that the road goes through Denver and you have so much respect for this team.
Yep.
Do you find it's a little more difficult this week to not place extra importance on a matchup like this?
No. I don't know if you guys believe me or not, you know, because everyone keeps asking me. Like, I honestly treat every game the same. You know, I really do, you know, and by treating every game the same, that means I treat them all with the utmost respect. You know, I treat this game with the utmost respect. I treat each player and each scheme and every defensive coordinator the same exact way. You know, I give them the most respect because they're professionals and they're the best at what they do in the world, you know. And, you know, I think that if you have to treat it a different way or you have to act a different way during the week, I don't think you're doing enough in the beginning.